Let's start sitting up, shall we? Be ready to lay back, though. But first, this file is meant to be listened to while inhaling. Anything, really. A vape would work perfectly fine. I'm certainly not going to sit here and ask you to do anything illegal. So just pick any that's nice to just breathe in. It doesn't really matter what you use. Vapor will work. This file is going to make you feel high. Using a trance state like a drug and guiding your journey within it. Colors will seem more real. My sound effects will simply put you in the moment. And as if you're in a dreamlike state, you will find anything is possible to experience while under my voice's spell. Now bring it up to your lips. Go on. Simply inhale for a moment the air around it. Take a moment to calmly, carefully prepare it. For the sake of this audio, we'll call it an herb. For the sake of continuity, I'll speak of flicking a lighter, watching it burn. Go on. Breathing it in. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Good toy. Now hold it. Feel it influencing you. Sinking through your body. Release it. Releasing your tension. Having it all wash out of your muscles. Your body released, relaxed. Your mind starting to float, focusing on the vapor, the cloud that came from your lips, watching dreamily as it curls in the air, spreading thinner out all around you, rubbing against you, sinking into your skin. This inhaled drug rushing in through your pores, in you, outside you, all around you. Your mind is growing hazy, identifying with this drugged smoke, with how it floats, how the smoke seems to sleep gently, cradled by the air. Rested as it is shifted around by fate, by the breeze, the wind coming from the movement of your lips, your breath cycling out. Take it up for me again. Your herb, your placebo drug for my enchanting voice as I draw you down deep into trance with me. Slowly. Softly, you feel yourself unwind. To breathe in is to sink deeper into trance. To breathe out is to let your thoughts go, to follow the smoke. Now prepare it. Prepare to inhale it again. Get ready, and on the count of three, breathe it in for me. Feeling my voice twining in the smoke, to come in and rush down your throat. To have my influence spread through your entire body like the spell of a dark enchantress. Filling you.
Don't you want to be a good toy?
Tempting you.
You can do it.
And it will feel so good to give in to the temptation. It feels so good
to give in to me when you're asleep.
1, 2.
Relax.
3.
For me.
Inhale.
Breathe in the smoke.
And as you breathe in, you go deeper. Feel me filling you up like you will never be just you again. And then you drop it out.
drop down.
Dropping out your thoughts as your mind drops deep into trance.
Go blank.
Carefully putting down anything in your hands.
I wouldn't want you to
putting them into a safe place. They are now unneeded.
Good boy.
You have me and my voice.
Guiding
and that's
me
all you need.
Control.
And we are going to go deeper.
Go deeper.
Letting your mind
just feel so good.
Drop down into my hands. Letting your body lean safely, securely back. Breathing is a classic way to go down into trance. A bit of a trope, but it works. Pulling that oxygen consciously deeper into your lungs. Sending your mind deeper. Breathing it in. Holding it. Letting it go. And as your body is pumped with the air, the tension leaves your body, drops away from it, drains away. You find it easier to just let everything go. You find it easy to lay back, your body supported, your neck relaxed, your head cradled in a safe and comfortable position. All tension leaves your body. My voice is your drug. The more you hear it, the more you want it. The more you want it, the more you need it. Feel my voice filling you. Every word taking you higher, leaving your mind in a loopy sort of place. A drugged frame of mind. Where everything comes slower, calmed down and chilled out, but so real. Everything feels so real. What you hear, you see. What you hear, you feel. My voice is tying your auditory nerves all together, making sight and sound and feeling interconnect. Strongly tied together so you can float down deeper. In a moment, I am going to count down. And as I do, you will feel your eyes growing heavier. And maybe because I tell you to. And maybe because you are a good slave. You will close your eyes when I say one. Your mind will drop completely into trance. And perhaps it is a subtle, a faint tickling thought that maybe it's okay. Everything's okay. The first trickling warning of an oncoming high. Perhaps it's stronger. You feel loopy and blank. You want to be blank. And it is so easy. Just follow my directions, and I will give you a lovely, relaxing high. As we go down each number, your field of vision will narrow. Starting at 10, as your mind can focus on everything in your vision, taking in all of the colors, all over the spectrum, perhaps subdued and dark. Painting them vividly into your mind. 9, a number down and your vision narrows, starting to tunnel in. Your mind simply no longer acknowledging anything than your immediate field of view. 8, narrowing further, the lids of your eyes starting to feel heavy and start sinking. As a blackness starts to creep over most of your vision. 7, you're dropping. Your body dropping fully into the cushioning support beneath it. Relaxing, giving in. 6, you see even less. Your eyes feel dry and you must blink your eyes to soothe them. Blink for me, my good little toy. Again, eyelids growing heavier with each one, with each number, 5. So close your weary eyes. You can't wait for one. But they're holding out now. It takes strength to keep them open. Wasted effort as holding your eyes open becomes more and more of a strain. 4. Of what your eyes can see, you notice almost nothing. Such strong tunnel vision. Only one focus. My voice. All other stimuli get cycled out. My voice is booming through your bones, rushing with your blood. My voice is the smoke you took in, your inner thoughts and sick, twisted desires. My voice is a promise and a fantasy. 3. Your body is relaxed, ready. Your mind is floating nicely with the smoke. Let's go down in a jerk, in a jolt, spiking and suddenly dropping your mind. 2. Eyes so heavy, mind ready to drop. 1. Go down, deep down into trance for me. Just relax. It feels good. A heady pleasure of lounging, idle, calm. Like that smoke, you are relaxed, waiting to see which way you are blown, where I take you. Your mind is relaxed, and you float.
Your mind drifts, quiet now, content. All of your worries and cares gone in a puff of smoke, a release of vapor, drifting up towards the atmosphere. Calmly, your mind is in a serene place, calm and ready for our journey together, ready to experience. Ready to enjoy, to further your enjoyment, to pursue your pleasure. I'm going to give you a trigger to further this experience, to make it even easier to relax, so you can go deeper with me. The word. The trigger is inhale. When you hear this word and the environment is appropriate, you have the irresistible desire to take a nice deep breath, to inhale deeply, and as you breathe in, you feel your body relaxing, filled with a vapor spreading through your bloodstream, drugging you, all of your muscles entering further into a deep, drugged state of relaxation. You will hold this nice deep breath for as long as is comfortable, and then you will release it, releasing the air and feeling so good as all of your tension melts away.
You can go deeper.
A nice deeper little break time.
And deeper.
Let's just try inhale. It. Try breathe it and in. See just breathe. How deep
breathe
you can go.
Me in.
Inhale.
My calm.
Breathe
touching
in.
Firm.
Fill your lungs.
My certainty.
You feel your skin flushing as a full body high comes blooming
down,
over you.
Down deeper.
You take it in.
Trance.
Hold this full, languid feeling.
Feeling amazing.
Just flow.
Good.
It
inhale.
Feels so good.
Relax.
Deep breathe out.
Every time you hear the word.
As you do, you
every
feel a bit
take air
sillier.
Lungs,
a bit happier. Like deeper inside.
A heady mixture of a loopy mind.
Relax.
Sort of surfing along.
Into trance.
And just relax into this feeling. Your body feeling so comfortably heavy. Unwilling to move.
It feels so good.
Your mind feeling light and airy.
You feel a bit sillier.
Good.
A bit happier.
You are doing wonderful.
A loopy mind.
Such a good little slave toy.
Along.
I want you to know that this is a happy high.
Feeling so comfortable.
And you always have my voice to hold on to.
Your mind.
Though all of your thoughts drain from you.
Good.
Remember, hold on to this one thing.
Such a good little slave toy.
I am here.
I want you to know that this is a
everything.
Happy high.
Will be okay.
You always have my voice.
Just hold on to my voice as I lead you down.
Drain from you.
Deeper.
This one thing.
I am here.
Everything will be okay. You just hold on to my voice as I lead you down. Deeper. You drift. You drift. And you dream. You are moving into a state of mind where my words are your reality. My intentions are the cause for effects on your body. Only it's much more vivid than a dream would be. You feel things much more real, intense. You've been so good, come so far down, sleeping in your mind. I feel like you've been a good pet and deserve a reward. So nice and deep for me as you enter through a door. You find yourself in a well-appointed room. An English men's club, a posh private room. The walls a deep red mixed with brown, earthy, warm. A large leather recliner sits in front of you. You go to sit and find it so comfortable, plushy. You sink into it, falling deep within the cushions. You deserve a reward, and I have sent one. Treat her words as my words, as you go down, and you will feel the pleasure, intense and sexual. The pleasure of an erotic orgasm ripping through you. Lay back and relax. I'll take care of everything, honey. A door opens to your right. A woman walks in on high 6-inch heels. Lovely. Such an amazing hourglass figure fitted into a tight corset. Her breasts practically popping out. Her nipples are halfway there. Hard little pink nips poking out of the purple corset, just begging to be rubbed. Sucked. She wears a garter belt, holding up dark black stockings. No panties, nothing to cover up the lovely slit towering in front of you. With her height and your position, her little pink clit is practically touching your face as she moves closer. She bends down over you, a small pipe in your hand, an unknown herb ground up inside of it. You start to speak, but she just places her finger against your lips. A demand for silence
clear in her eyes. She won't tell you what her name is. She won't tell you where she is from. She won't tell you exactly what is in the pipe she is offering for you to smoke. She just whispers in your ear that it will bring you
sweet
to bliss.
It'll make you so happy. So happy.
A small glass pipe held up to your lips.
To be
cool.
To be happy.
You place your mouth against its hole. Slave, focus. Are you prepared? Prepare yourself. Obey me.
Come.
With her one hand, she is holding it up from its long stem. With her other, she takes a candle, places the flame so that it is on the side of the glass, tickling over the sides. She tells you, inhale.
You
breathe in deeply, pulling the flame into the bowl filled with the herbs. You feel the smoke deep into your lungs, feeling the world starting to go heavy and spin. You are sitting, you feel like you are falling outside of an airplane spinning through space. A sense of vertigo fills you. As easily as it comes, it is taken away. She runs her hands over you, and only good sensations, good feelings remain. Pleasure. All you will feel is pleasure. That is the one rule. All sensations will be pleasure. And my one promise, I am good to my pets, so long as they obey. Taking the pipe and the candle away from you now, placing the candle behind, herbs still smoldering in its little bowl. It is important to me that you are safe. Her golden hair is like a halo around her head, back framed by the candlelight. As she lifts up the bowl, the drunk, an angel of decadent enjoyment, the type of girl your parents always knew would be a bad influence, dragging you down deep into happy, horny depravity. She inhales it too, and her eyes go heavy, lids dropped a little, pupils dilating in desire. You feel the euphoria coming over yourself as well. The high. Colors start to seem stronger, brighter. Sounds seem to have their own individual moments. She holds it, moves in closer to your body, placing her lovely red lipstick-covered lips on yours. You open your mouth just a bit. Just enough so she can breathe the smoke back out of her lungs into yours. You inhale in a trance as she blows into you, filling you with her essence. You feel all of your will, all of your control leave you. You have been taken. You know that now. This drug leaves you helpless to feel anything but happy and bemused. A constant state of drugged and enthralled to her will. You feel the smoke filling you as she takes another inhalation of the drug, moving over you. Her eyes, so blue, filled with a knowing how much you like this, how much you desperately want no choice. She is perfect. You now have no choice. Your lips eagerly part, waiting and wanting as she leans in closer to you, ready to suck her in. She pauses as her breasts, so tightly bound up in her corset, they are about to pop. Her body leaned over yours, was the last little bit it could take, and her breasts, glorious mounds of smooth, silky skin, they fall out, smacking you in the face. She laughs. Smirk escaping from her mouth in sexy little curls, moving in to touch you with her breasts, to rub them against your face. The drug has a very simple purpose. It gives you a euphoric high, makes your body, every inch of skin on you, so much more intensely sensitive. Pleasure is felt stronger and be caused by triggers. The drug makes it so easy to anchor them deep in your mind, like a snap, each and every snap. Will jolt through you, a jerk of pleasure, shooting off through the electric grid of your nerves. So much stronger than any arousal you have ever felt. So strong it comes as a jolt, shooting into you deep, intense pleasure with every snap. Your body will feel wave after wave of the purest sexual pleasure you have ever felt, starting as a trickle, but continuing on as a flood of erotic and intense sexual bliss. The sensation of a thrust, of a rub, of a touch against you, intense and building towards satisfaction. You want this trigger. You want it anchored deep inside of you, triggered by my snap, or the snap of someone who holds sexual power over you. I can do this. You can have this. It's so easy. Deep sexual pleasure from every snap of my fingers. Ready? Would you like to try it? I thought you might. Here you go, my good boy. I'll count down. Let's make it more intense. Counting makes everything more intense. Causes your body to build up with the pleasure. Feeling it growing every time you hear me count as the anticipation builds and builds, and all you want is to be allowed to get off. Ready? Maybe this time I'll give it to you. Three. Oh, actually, three's too close. Let's make it 10. 10, 9, 8. Ready? 7, 6, 5. Should I? 4, 3, 2. Well, 1. Feel the pleasure, deep and powerful as it erupts through you, feeling your body clench at the pleasure, shivering as deep sexual pleasure rushes into your brain, washing over you, feeling it again, feel it each and every time, deep, intense sexual pleasure. Give in, let go. Let's count, honey. Count as this drug sinks deeper into you. Count until our climax at the apex of the drug's strength. Counting from 100. 100. Do you think you can last that long?
99.
The drug makes you horny.
98.
So very horny.
97.
It builds gradually at first.
96.
You can feel it, the first sensing of arousal.
95.
Your pupils dilating in lust.
94.
She moves over top of you.
93.
Taking another deep inhalation.
92.
You feel your body clench in anticipation.
91.
Obediently opening your mouth as she leans in with those red, luscious lips.
90.
Breathing in the drugging smoke deeper into you.
89.
You suck it in.
88.
Suck me in.
87.
She deepens the kiss.
86.
Bringing her tongue forth to play with yours.
85.
Your hands come up.
84.
Made helpless by your own lust.
83.
You need her. It's a primal feeling.
82.
You need to fuck her like she is fucking your mouth right now.
81.
Sucking on your tongue as you hold the smoke inside of you.
80.
Feeling it penetrate every part of you.
79.
Breathing smoke out through your nose as she dominates you with her mouth.
78.
She breaks the kiss to back off and breathe.
77.
She raises her hand to the side of your head.
76.
Teasingly, she rubs her fingers together.
75.
You know what will happen when she snaps them.
74.
You will feel intense sexual pleasure.
73.
You are already so horny from the smoke.
72.
You're not sure if you can take it.
71.
But you want it.
70.
You want it so very, very badly.
69.
You feel yourself throbbing with the need for it.
68.
For the deep sexual pleasure when you hear the snap.
67.
She brings her fingers closer. You feel your breath catch in anticipation.
66.
Instead of snapping, she laughs.
65.
Instead of a snap, she gives you her luscious breast slapped into your face.
64.
She puts herself over top of you, climbing onto the chair.
63.
Legs over top of yours, her hands on your wrists.
62.
Holding you down.
61.
Helpless.
60.
Her pussy over your cock.
59.
So close you can feel the heat.
58.
Can imagine her hot and wet.
57.
Can picture yourself exciting her so much that she drips.
56.
Feeling the sticky wetness of her pussy against the tip of your cock.
55.
Throbbing and thrumming, you want her.
54.
You want that snap.
53.
This snap.
52.
She takes one hand off your wrists and brings it up.
51.
Your body jolts with the intense, pleasurable energy.
50.
An erotic and sensual sensation sliding all over your skin.
49.
You feel your pleasure building towards a fever pitch.
48.
An intense pleasure coming from her snap.
47.
Again and again.
46.
Feeling more pleasure, more rushing into your body.
45.
Blissful pleasure wrapping your body.
44.
You're doing so well.
43.
Such a good boy. Feel it again.
42.
And again.
41.
Wonderful pleasure, sexual pleasure.
40.
Bursting out over you. Again and again and again.
39.
Just feeling the snaps sink into you.
38.
Pulling pleasure from you.
37.
Reveling in it as it washes over your body, flooding you with pure sexual ecstasy.
36.
This amorous energy has you feeling almost flushed. It's natural.
35.
As natural as your obedience to me.
34.
Feel the snaps.
33.
Feel your body take the pleasure.
32.
Hold it. Feel it build.
31.
Good boy.
30.
Such a good boy, my sweet boy.
29.
It's building from pleasure. It's building towards pleasure as she places her breasts, one on each side of your face.
28.
Playfully, she moves her shoulders back and forth, causing her lovely breasts to smack into your
27.
Face. She picks up what give they have and drops them
26.
On you. Sliding down, still snapping,
25.
Still causing jolts and jerks of pleasure to burst
24.
Over you. Her mouth touches yours, a quick kiss as she moves down
23.
Over you. Each snap sending relentless pleasure washing
22.
Around. A swirling maelstrom of desire and
21.
Need. Pulsing,
20.
Pulsing stronger.
19.
Her lips touch the base of your cock and she twirls her tongue around the shaft down to the
18.
Base. In between snaps, her hands are down playing with your
17.
Balls. Tickling the little hairs with her fingers, causing shivers of pleasure to rush over
16.
You. Her mouth moves up your shaft, teasing at the tip of your cock with her
15.
Tongue. Licking there. Happily savoring the small drip of pre-cum.
14.
It is but a moment, but the pleasure is so intense, so good, as your drugged skin is so much more sensitive to her touch.
13.
Her mouth goes over top. It's almost more than you can
12.
Bear. Her hot, wet mouth sucks you in, suctioning your cock inside like she wants to consume
11.
It. A phenomenon of wave after wave of euphoria, internal, intense bliss as it shatters through you.
10.
Pleasure.
9.
Deep, jolting, snapping pleasure.
8.
Feeling so blank, you are nothing but the words from my voice.
7.
Being such a good boy, taking more and more.
6.
Just growing stronger as the pleasure hits you again and again.
5.
Deep, overwhelming.
4.
Her wet mouth sucking your cock as each suck and each lick drives you more wild with the pleasure.
3.
The all-consuming eruption of pleasure.
2.
Bursting through you as she holds both fingers up to snap and it hits you.
1.
You're going to come. The crisp snaps ring into you. Pleasure, sexual, ecstatic bliss. Your cock pulsing with it as it hits you time and again. Seeming endless like a moment, you are so blank and empty. So blank and empty for everything except come. Come for me. Feel it pulsing, stronger, harder, hitting you deeper and deeper, erupting like a galaxy exploding into being in your mind, sparking each and every snap resounding through your entire being as the pleasure catches you up, crashes you down as her mouth crashes down over your cock, sucking, her tongue twirling, licking, playing, fingers running over your balls as you fight the urge to grab her head, to slam your cock into her, to thrust and thrust and thrust into her warm, welcoming hole. But she is in charge and she controls the pace as she starts to move her head faster, suck and lick smoother, working at your cock. The drug lifts your mind up, like riding above a cloud. You look down to see just how fucking hot this is. Her ass so perfect and round. Your fingers gripping the sides of the couch as you are hit by wave after wave of pleasure. With each snap, again and again, driving your mind further and further into a state of sexual servitude and lust. You will be controlled by your desires. It feels so good to be so easily rewarded for being a good boy. You make me so happy. You are such a good boy. Come for me. Come for me, my good boy. Come for me and cement my power over you. The final proof of what a good little slut you are. Come for me. I don't care how
What is important is that you obey. You obey and are rewarded with snaps. Snaps sending wave after wave of intense sexual pleasure, jolting into you again and again, her warm, wet mouth. You see it so clearly as your mind prepares to crash back down into deeper trance. Your hungry, needy cock never is enough. You will always need more, more and more and more while you are under any of my trances. So long as it feels good, so long as it is safe, you are controlled by your desires, desire to please, desire to feel pleasure, spikes of pleasure shock into you, run through you, and almost erupt inside you, dancing and playing with each snap. You will feel yourself drawn more to the files with snaps. You like to feel snaps. You are only going to get one more, though. One final, breathtaking, orgasmic snap that will send so much pleasure through your body, your brain will overload. Like a surge shooting into a computer, your mind will blank, needing time to reboot. When it does, all of the triggers from this session will be installed inside of your mind. It'll be worth it to feel that one final jolt of pleasure, so much stronger than any of the others. So intense, you will have aftershocks of pleasure rippling through you as it lasts longer than any of the others. You want this snap. You know you do. Are you ready? One last countdown. The grand finale. Five. Feeling something in your body building for this pleasure. 4. Needing this pleasure. 3. Growing incrementally stronger. 2. Picture how beautiful this last snap. 1. Intense waves of ecstasy rush over your body, a spike of it running right through you, through all of you. Feeling so amazingly, blissfully good. Deep pleasure that ripples like a pond, again, and again, and again, and again. Your mind feels again. Release. And again. My triggers are buried deep inside of you. Drop and float. Just relax. Further. Further and deeper down. Good boy.
Come hard for me.
Good boy.
Just how much power I have over you.
That's right. Good boy. Just relax.
Yes.
Lay back and savor this blissful, happy high of your afterglow.
Perfect.
My good boy.
Life boy. That's so much
your
fun with you.
Makes me
you
so
did
happy.
So well.
Your obedience always makes me so happy.
Good boy. You please me so much.
My good sweet boy. I love all the dirty things.
Just
do
relax.
Let your mind all the dirty
float.
Things I do to you.
Float, my sweet.
You're such a good boy. You let
my
me
sweet,
in so easily.
Sweet boy.
So nicely. Such a sweet boy.
Oh my.
Sweet boy.
I feel so good right
just
now.
Relax. Relax and let go. Release your mind.
Sigh and relax.
Even further. Go. Even
good
deeper.
Boy.
Floating. Your mind at rest. Calm and relaxed. Still in a nice state of euphoric bliss.
You are going to keep this blissful feeling, this peaceful, happy awareness. You are going to keep this feeling for as long as it feels good, for as long as you have no responsibilities. Let yourself have no responsibilities. Let yourself relax in that way, deep inside. Relax. Let go. When you wake up from your high, and high is how you will feel, head pleasantly slowed of thought, you will be so much more productive. You will need to get things done, but not right now. Right now, I am going to wake you from your trance, but not from your high. You are going to keep this slightly hazy, happy, blissful place for as long as it feels good, for as long as you have no responsibilities. Taking these commands inside, you prepare to let go. Let go of the fantasy. You can always come back. It's time for reality. One. Feeling this file insulate inside your mind so the triggers inside are only affected while you listen to my audios or are under the control of someone you trust and desire. 2. Once your body awakens from its high, this could be in the morning, this could be at night, all dependent on your own needs, you will be productive. Do it because you are a good boy. 3. Wake up. Eyes open. Mind awake. How do you feel? Don't worry. You don't have to get up just yet. I don't really think there's anything more important right now. Just enjoy how you feel. I'll stay with you a moment. Talk with you. I was considering fucking with you. Saying spacey things to play with your high brain. But I think you're coasting just fine on the endorphins from our time together. So instead, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about my vacation. You'll be good and listen, won't you? I want to tell somebody about all of my plans. I'm going to be going on a cruise. Sort of, it's making up for when I came back from Australia when I was 19. My mom took me on a cruise, but there was delayed flights and we missed half of it. So there was a couple of excursions I really wanted to try out and I never got to. So now I'm going back, and this time I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna crack a couple things off the bucket list. I'm going to go swimming with dolphins, and desperately try to keep my blue hair from going underwater all the time. Oh, it's gonna fuck it up. But I'm also going to go horseback riding through Aztec ruins. I think it'll be really cool, and I think it sounds cooler than it probably is. It'll probably be really sweaty and gross, but I love it. I haven't ridden a horse in so long. I used to volunteer at a therapeutic riding facility when I was a teenager. And I just remember that being like one of the better parts of my life at the time. Whenever things were rough, I could just go there, work in the barn. I loved it. Like, you'd walk in and the first thing that would hit me is this smell of cinnamon. For some reason, that's what horse sweat smells like to me, cinnamon. This heavy, heady feeling would kind of just wash over me. And, like, all of my troubles, all of the stresses and problems and everything, it would just melt away. I mean, granted, I was mostly mucking stalls. But there was also a lot of interaction with the horses, and it was as therapeutic for me then as it was for the disabled people that would come to ride the horses. I feel like I got off topic. Anyway, I'm going to be riding on some Mayan ruins, riding horses on Mayan ruins, and then ziplining in the jungle, which I wanted to go ziplining near me, but I've never gotten around to it. So now that it's vacation time, ziplining I will be. Anyways, I hope you guys all have a fun week too. And when I come back, well, there's going to be a lot of downtime on the cruise where I have time to type. Hopefully I'll have a script or two for you.